Eli, America's new super sport.
Welcome to WJAL Recap. This is recap number 2 for the 2023 spring season of World Highlight League. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. Like, love, share, and download this podcast, as well as other podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, or just go to www.eprn.us. Fans and listeners, check out our sponsor fan portal at www.o-trim.co/WJAL. That's otrim.co/WJAL. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to the rules of Battle Court H2H, have a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with the scores and more here on WJAL Recap. Stay tuned in right here.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Highlight.com. Live the high life and watch Highlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch Highlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlife.com.
What's up, High Life fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City High Life. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. Welcome back to WJAL Recap, World Highlight League Recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. I'm here along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska, and we're going to jump right into the scores here. I have the scores for Friday, February 10th at 7 p.m. We had the Cesta Cyclones versus the Wall Warriors. 6 matches were played, and in the first match we had Manny versus Nicholas, a singles match, and Manny pulled off the win 6-0 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match we have Carballo and Bradley versus Nicholas and Rock. Nicholas and Rock pull off the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-2. In the third match we have Correa versus Ikeda. Ikeda pulls off the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, We have Bradley versus Bueno. Bueno pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Manny. Back to doubles here. Correa and Manny versus Ikeda and Julin. Ikeda and Julin pull off the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-5. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Correa and Manny versus Nicholas and Julin. Nicholas and Julin pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-4. And this was kind of a blowout here, with Nicholas being the highlight. He only lost his singles match that he played, and the Wall Warriors pull off the win, 6.5 points to the Cesta Cyclones, 1 point. And moving along here to Monday, February 15, 2023 at 5 p.m., we have the Rebote Renegades versus the Dejara Devils. The Rebote Renegades start off here with Gocieri from the Rebote Renegades versus Douglas. Gocieri picks up the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Gonaga versus Urbieta. Gonaga picks up the win in the second and third set, 6-1 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Joseph and Arta, doubles match for the Rebote Renegades, and CRB and Kubala for the Dejada Devils. CRB and Kubala pick up the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-1. And in the fourth match, we have Gonaga and Ben versus Jedin and Orbieta. Gonaga and Ben pick up the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Joseph and Aratz versus CRB and Hyro. Joseph and Aratz of the Rebote Renegades pick up the win, 6-4 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gocieri and Ben versus Jedin and Douglas. Gocieri and Ben pick up the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-4, and that gave the Rebote Renegades 6.5 points, and the Dejada Devils are awarded 1.5 points. And for the final set of matches for Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, we had the Wall Warriors versus the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. Six matches were played, and in the first match starts off as a doubles match. Bueno and Nicholas of the Wall Warriors versus Iturbide and Arando of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. And Bueno and Nicholas pick up the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Ikeda versus Spinner. Ikeda of the Wall Warriors picks up the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Julin versus Benny. Benny of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers picks up the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Bueno versus Arando. Bueno picks up the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-2 for the Wall Warriors. And in the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Julin versus Iturbide and Spinner. Iturbide and Spinner pick up the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the sixth match, we have Nicholas and Julin versus Zuleika and Benny. And Zuleika and Benny pick up the win in split set, 6-4 and 6-5. And that gave the Lifestyle Miami Chargers the win with 4 points. And the Wall Warriors are awarded 3.5 points. That was a tight match, and it came down to the last two doubles matches. And the standings are: the Rebote Renegades are in first place. For the 2023 spring season, they are in first place with 16.5 points. The Wall Warriors are in second place with 15 points. The Dejada Devils are in third place with 5.5 points. And the Chargers are in fourth place with 5 points. And at the bottom of the leaderboard, surprisingly this season, the Cesta Cyclones are in fifth place with 4 points. And with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray Haluska with some more info.
You know, the Cyclones, man, ever since that championship match last season, they lost their way, and now we think they would really be fighting and ready to get back on top again. But they're looking up at four teams, and but in the case of the Renegades, they have four times as many points as the Cyclones with 16.5 to 4. So it's looking tough. We can go through some things here and just do the standings and just how the players doing. Well, they haven't been a lot of matches yet, but the following players have two wins each in singles: Ben, Aikida, and Bueno. 9 players have 1 win, 18 players have 0, and many of those players haven't played any matches at all yet because they got to get the matchups 1-1, 2-2, and so on and so forth down the line. In doubles, Joe Cherry and Arash have won 2 of their matches, and Joe Cherry and Ben have won 2. Bueno and Nicholas also have 2 victories. 11 teams have 1 victory. 15 have been shut out thus far. You may have noticed if you're watching some of those matches in Tuesday's match, Anaki wearing a cast. Apparently he had a broken arm bone, a result of a ball from Joe Cherry. Some of the self-proclaimed purists don't think that ball can hurt, but Anaki has the cast to prove it, and we don't know how long he's going to be out of action. Nicholas filled in for him on the match of 2. I only heard when they discussed the cast. I didn't see it happen because the play may have happened to implode again or something. But something to watch out for. Nicholas is now playing some front court, which he's been a great calmer first baseman back there in the back court because he just seems to fill everything. And he's been playing some front court in these matches, and we'll try to see it in the that River site when you're looking at the matches. That doesn't seem right, but right now it is right. The final match was Zuleika and Benny over Nicholas and Joel in 6-4, 5-6, 6-5. That enabled the Chargers to get their first game day win and their second match for the 3.5, and that's what pulled them out of the cellar and put them in the fourth place. And 2 of the next 3 matches, Friday and Tuesday, will be against the Harder Devils. So they'll have a chance to maybe not one of those two teams, if they dominate both of those game days, can really pull ahead of their closely linked friends there. And the who's playing? Let me find my little schedule here. And Monday's match will be the Renegades versus the Wall Warriors.
That's going to be a good matchup there. Champions versus other potential champions.
That's going to be later. I was looking at another version of the standings. We have about 3 different versions. Hold on. The Monday match will be the Cyclones versus the Renegades. And a good showing by the Cyclones could start pulling them out of the gutter a little bit. But the way Joe Cherry's playing now, that's almost money in the bank on those matches. And
the Renegades,
we can preview some of the matchups that will be going on this week. Friday, Williams and Spinner versus DRB and Gabala. Benny versus Urbieta. Zuleika versus Douglas. Iturbide and Iriondo versus DRB and Urbieta. Iriondo has been struggling so far adapting this court. He makes some great plays, but then there's just some misses that are happening that maybe in a month we won't be seeing, but right now it's holding back. But he's playing Pelota games, so he's getting a lot of playing time. This is his first professional contract where he seemed to play both formats, so he should be making a lot of progress. His father played years ago, and he's kind of a second generation. Those things work out pretty good, just ask the Benny and Douglas. Carvalho and Bradley versus Gokhari and Ben. That'll be a Monday matchup. Flores and Manny versus Yosef and Arda. And the odds on that one are very fascinating. Flores and Manny minus 1430 versus Yosef and Arda at plus 600. That means the Flores Manny team is huge favorites. Carvalho versus Gonega. Carvalho is a slight favorite there. Manu versus Gocheri. Just the way Gocheri's playing now, he's kind of a bigger favorite than you might expect maybe later in the season, but right now, the smart money's on Gocheri. Correa and Bradley versus Yosef and the Rats. And then the final match of Monday, Flores and Manu versus Gonega and Ben. Then Tuesday, we've got Jedman Douglas versus Iturbide and Iriondo. Ubala versus Spinner. Irby Etta versus Benny. Jedman versus Iriondo. And Hiro and Kabala versus Iturbide and Spinner. And closing it out, these next three matches of Battle Court will be Douglas and Urbieta versus Zuleika and Benny. And that last one is a pick 'em match. It's the last match of the day, and they're both at minus 117. So, right now there's not a clear-cut favorite. And next week we're going to talk about what states you can bet on Battle Court and Bet Rivers. But for those that are in tune with that now, I mean, in addition to picking the straight out winners, which you can do in advance on game day, you can pick how many sets you think this match is going to go, who's going to win a particular set, and then point by point. I did pretty well with the set bets and the over under on the points in a game type of thing. That kind of saved me for some of my bad individual choices on my wagers. The 2 days of betting that I've been able to participate in, I'm ahead. I'm not showing some decent return on my small investment because I can't afford big losses, so I bet small. But I've been posting them on Twitter, some of the major picks on with my Twitter and pucks with the Rayman, and that's something people can have fun with, and we'll try to get more into the states where you can do Battle Court betting. Those of you who can't might want to start writing to your local representatives and see if we can get some more states involved in the action, so that's ultimately it's going to really help.
All right.
Think that's all I got for you today. Go on.
Great. Well, that's all I have. Also, I've been able to, in the time that we've been hosting the show here, the podcast, I've been able to shorten the link for the redirect to the World Highlight League fan portal. Just go on ahead and go over to wjal.eprn.us. That's wjal.eprn.us. And as always, stay tuned in to all of the Highlight Battle Court Highlight action on Fridays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Go to watchhighlight.com. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.